Welcome to our world today.
All right, we're here.
How's it going?
Going all right. Back. How's everybody doing?
Could we have a little break?
Yeah, we had Mother's Day, you know, so took that weekend off. Yeah,
Mother's Day was off.
I hope y'all had fun traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I spent one weekend driving 6 hours to spend 2 hours somewhere.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I was going down to, it was for a wedding.
Oh, so. Gosh. Oof. Well, that works. All right. So what are we going to do today?
We're kind of go off some current events that we got going on in today's world.
There's been a lot of stuff. So there's a lot
going on in today's world. A lot of interesting stuff. One that has been on a lot of people's minds is this Bill Gates divorce and everything that's been coming out about it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
this has been real interesting. It's been really
27 years. 27 years. Yep.
27 years.
He was the richest man in the world for a long time, you know.
When did Microsoft become a thing? It was
It became a company in 75, I believe. 25. And then in 87, he became his billionaire at 31 years old, something like that.
Yeah, he agreed for licensing out the software to IBM. Wasn't it IBM?
I believe it was, yeah.
I believe it was IBM. That was their first major contract, and that's what started making them a real competitor in the space.
No doubt. I mean, he was coding and making Microsoft at the age of like 15. I mean, it's so crazy. I remember that.
Check and see that real quick. Early Microsoft. The very first thing in the 2.0. I'm pretty sure it's the IBM partnership.
Yeah, IBM partnership.
July 1980.
Yeah. So it was like the first 5 years of the company. It wasn't really like.
But I mean, to get the biggest, you know, chip maker at the time, basically,
It was hardware, license your software, that's pretty solid. It was a computer. It was the personal computer. It was the home computer. Yeah, is what it was. They put their software on that. IBM's first.
Because they were with the
PC. IBM PC.
Wasn't it their, them competing with Apple at the time?
I mean, I believe that, look up and see.
Because Apple would have been coming out about that same time with the very first Macintosh and all that.
Yeah, first Apple computer.
Yeah. That was, I just pulled two of them out of this house that we're redoing. I think it's an Apple Macintosh Complete or something like that. I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's the third one.
Yeah,
76. Yeah, so they would have been coming out about the same time that Bill Gates was putting together Microsoft.
For preceding them, actually. They would have been the reason why they would have been competing at that point. Because if they released that in 76.
He founded Microsoft in 75, so boom, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, 75, 76, they manufactured and came out with it. Microsoft was.
Well, they didn't license it to anybody until 80, you know, and that's the big deal. So, but Bill Gates, you know, he's getting divorced after 27 years to Melinda. Melinda's always the one that, you know, kind of kept him sane,
the first retail person,
which is kind of crazy. He was always pretty eccentric, you know, like Steve Jobs with Apple, you know, he's kind of out there. But at the same time, I mean, you know, he's done a lot of great things for the world, but he's also apparently done a lot of bad things in the meantime, according to the media.
There's been a lot of interesting things in his background, especially now that things are just coming to light.
He's getting older, and I guess you get to now look at him and judge him on his past a little bit, because I read the other day about I guess it's Bill. He gets a weekend with his ex Anne every year in their agreement. Him and Melinda's agreement. He gets to go spend a long weekend with her in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's an interesting relationship agreement.
That's very interesting. I mean, you got to think, like, when she married him, he was already a billionaire. You know, I mean, he'd been a billionaire for a hot minute, and. I mean, I can only imagine, like, trying to marry somebody the richest man in the world. You know what I mean? Like, what
he's
can you?
You just got to.
You want to go see your ex-girlfriend? Absolutely. Uh-huh. You have fun with that, buddy. I'm going to take that weekend and fly to Paris. Have a good one.
I'm going to go have fun myself.
No doubt. I mean, she's going to come out of this sitting pretty. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she got $3 billion gifted to her the other day just in stock. So, I mean, that's just no doubt. First phase.
She's coming out on top. She'll be fine.
She'll probably get... I mean, because she still gets to use the money from the foundation. See, that was another thing about Bill and Melinda. They put it together, the foundation, and started funneling all of his money into it to basically avoid taxes, but also to help fund world visions, you know, more or less.
She's the whole... face of that, pretty much.
Absolutely. It's called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but she's the one that started it, ran it. Like, she's done, I mean, he helps, you know, obviously, you know, it's his money, but at the end of the day, like, she's been the big push for all of it. And he left Microsoft to go to do that. Now they're getting divorced. Kind of odd.
So in that that Netflix documentary, I remember there's a part where they were talking about he takes a weekend or a week or something like that where he flies out and goes to this secluded place and reads.
Yeah, it's kind of funny now that you...
So now that I'm thinking about it, is that his weekend with his ex-girlfriend as well?
I bet Netflix didn't find that out, though, until right now. They're probably like, oh, shit.
It's like, I was wondering who the maid was there.
Yeah. There was this one lady. She came in. I don't know. Odd weekend.
She came in a big trench coat, and then all of a sudden she was walking in a maid outfit. We just didn't put it together.
Poor Netflix. Nah, but for real, I mean, it was very interesting to see all the stuff that's coming out now, because I read he was in he was on Epstein, old Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Yep. You know what was that plane called again?
The Lolita Express.
The Lolita Express. Express right down there to his private island where he could touch little kids. Nasty stick peach. Jesus. Anyway. All right, we're not going to get into that. No. But, he was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least once. Caught, documented, and everything. So, I mean, there's no telling. Like, I mean, there's just no telling.
Yeah, this was reported by Vice from the article we're looking at. 2013, Gates flew on Epstein's plane.
Yep.
Infamously nicknamed the Lolita Express.
Was it just one time?
Well, one documented time.
I mean, well, like, Bill Clinton flew like 23 documented times.
We know what Bill Clinton was doing there.
And okay. We know, we all know. There's no question.
We're not sure about Bill Gates.
Yeah.
But Bill Clinton, everybody knows. There was a picture of that man in a blue dress on the freaking
Okay.
Like, we know what he was doing.
Here's the math I'm doing. Whether or not be logical math or whatever, but if we know what Bill Clinton was doing there, and he flew there at least 23 times. If Bill flew there 5 times, what does that math tell us?
Oh, there's no doubt there was some weird shit going on.
If it was just once,
he
could have been like, "This is weird. I'm getting out."
Doubt. But he also had multiple naked pool parties that he was in trouble with the police for, and they let them go.
Just because you like to flap your bits around because you have billions of dollars and everything like
people
that.
People there weren't his best friends. Okay,
it doesn't matter. You have billions. It's like, tell me I have a small dick, bitch. I still have more money than you.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein might have been getting them girls to come.
He was doing that for
hang
adults.
Out in the pool party. You
I'm
just never know.
Him.
You know what I mean?
I'm
like, defending
him,
you're talking about a guy, literally. That's okay, funny. He's been a billionaire since 87. He's been a billionaire since 87. Okay. He has funneled more money offshore than any person in history. I guarantee it, because the man has been the richest person in the world for the last 20 years. Okay. Mm. Until what? 3 years ago? Years ago? I mean.
And he keeps giving money away.
Keeps giving it away. He keeps putting it in all kinds of foundations. Yeah. They built the perfect model. I mean, you know. And it's amazing. At the same time, he probably got bored. You know, I mean, he's got all this money. What the hell am I going to do with it?
I'm going to get a divorce.
I guess. Give it to her. Let her do her thing.
Go back in the news scandal. Let my wife just go ahead and just wrecking ball that. See what happens.
I just hope he don't go like crazy, you know, now that Melinda's gone.
No. Now we're going to see. Let's think of it like you know how the, let's think of it like this. You know how the people's like, oh, yeah, if you live long enough, if you're the hero and you live long enough to be the villain, whatever that bullshit was.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he spent the last 10 years being all this good saint.
with this Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And then now in his twilight years after his divorce, he's just going to let his hair down and we're going to see Bill go wild.
Well, you know, he's known all the time going to like tennis matches and stuff, him just wearing a ball cap. But that's all he does. His disguise, you know, that's his basic disguise. He's always been known to be like really cheap, just buys like a cheap watch and stuff like that. And it's so funny because now, like, what if he did? What if he just, like, went off the rails and was just like, you know what?
Fuck it.
I got more money than everybody. I got as much money nearly as the United States government. Fuck you. I'm doing what I want. Like, you know what I mean?
Just start going. Even after the divorce, he's like, I still got more money than all y'all bitches.
He could. Like, I mean,
it'd be hilarious wearing, like a purple suit with the gold chains.
Oh, yeah. And just walk out on stage like, yeah. He's probably sitting in his yacht next. So Jeff Bezos, y'all see his big ass yacht this week? Jeff Bezos bought the biggest yacht in the world. Okay, it's got 3 fucking sails. It's got a yacht in the yacht. The little yacht has a helipad. Okay, and that's the rescue yacht. Okay, that's like the one you take into shore. You know what I mean? Like that's your little taxi going into shore. It's bigger than almost every boat around. Look at that thing with the 3 big sails. Jesus. That's it.
Boom. 400 million.
Yeah.
Super yacht.
Yeah. It's massive.
Wait, which one is it? Is it that one or is it the one with the sails?
Both of them. That's
the little yacht. So the big yacht.
No, that's the big yacht.
Now this one's saying $500 million.
So yeah, that's yacht. Over 500.
So that's the big yacht.
But it's got a little yacht inside the big yacht.
Where's the little yacht?
It's so big.
I want to see this yacht inside of the yacht.
It doesn't look that big when you take a picture of it. But if you put a boat next to it, a yacht. If you put a yacht next to it, it's like 5 yachts.
I want to see this. I want to see this. I want to see. Now they have to have a yacht and a yacht and a yacht.
Oh, shit. They ain't got no pictures up there, does it?
They need a yachtception now.
Well, it's massive, and it has 3 giant black sails that come off the top of it, so it looks just phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like, it's so cool.
Where are the sails?
Sounds like a pirate.
That's how they sail them big-ass things.
Oh, they're actually sailing.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Okay,
there we go.
That thing is so big.
I mean, they have shipping crates, the one that they use motors. They can build a big enough motor.
Well, I mean, it has like probably huge amounts of engines in it. I mean, it's massive, though. It's just such a big fucking boat.
I just want to see the yacht in the yacht.
Yeah, I know, right? Where's the damn yacht?
Where's the yacht?
I don't think this has the yacht in it.
His 12% stake in Amazon.
He only had 12%. He's still a fucking richest person in the world. Yeah.
The hell? Well, that's useless.
It didn't play the daggum thing. Well, it didn't show anything.
Go to Google Images and just type in like Jeff Bezos yacht in a yacht.
Yeah, images. Well, it is. It's pretty damn big. Let me
try one more.
Look, these are news articles you're looking up. I don't need words. I need pictures.
Yacht in a yacht.
Yacht. That's so funny. Yacht in a yacht. I want to see what Google says. In the yacht. I just want to see what it says.
Well, there's your yacht and a yacht.
How does it deploy? I want to see this.
I mean, I don't think they're done building his fucking massive ass yacht yet. I think they've only got preliminary pictures of it done. I mean, I think it's almost
built. So these are 3D renders.
No. That boat is almost done. Okay, but I don't think he's gotten to get on it and like go travel. Guaranteed, the first time he takes that thing out, there's going to be pictures everywhere. The first time he pulls his yacht and a yacht out, it's going to be like, what the hell yacht is that? And a yacht. Like, can you imagine just being sitting in the coast somewhere, okay, and you pull up next to this thing, your boat, okay, you're on a big boat.
See this fucking pirate ship come
like,
for you?
Well, it's like, you know, your little boat, your little tiny boat, you can literally see up the side of this thing like a skyscraper, okay? And all of a sudden, it just breaks open and there's bursts. Another yacht in it. And it comes out and it's like, hey, can you please move your boat? Like, get out of the way. We got shit to do.
That boat's still bigger than your boat. You never.
Oh yeah, it's like
down.
10 times bigger than your boat. You're just like, fuck. I'm not rich.
I thought I was doing well for myself.
I got this little $30 million yacht. That thing's like half a trail. Like, what the fuck?
old Conor McGregor's yacht looks pretty small now.
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, it can pull into the sea of the whatever Italian city it is that's by the Cape.
Yep.
They can pull into that sea. Bezos is like, I can't even get in the sea.
Well, isn't it old Nadal?
I have another yacht to get into the sea.
Isn't it Nadal? Doesn't he live over there on one of the little islands and everything? He's got a big yacht. He's got like a huge yacht. And this thing dwarfs it. Like, I mean, it's like three times bigger than his whole yacht. It's massive. But anyway, back to current events. Jeff Bezos spent $500 million on a fucking boat. So there's that.
I mean, he's got 4,000 or 5,000 other $1 billion, however much billion.
Oh yeah, he's got a lot. Yeah, there's no doubt. But I mean, Bill Gates, him, you know, two of the richest people in the world, both of which are going through divorces all of a sudden. That's kind of weird. And now you've got all these crazy things coming out about Bill, about how all the stuff that he's done in his past and everything else.
His wife was like, we don't feel like dealing with your bullshit no more.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I just don't feel like dealing with your bullshit no more.
She didn't want to give up that one weekend of the year.
Look, she's got 364 other days of, or 360 other 3 days of the year that she has to deal with. She's like, I'm sick of it. I can just cash out now and be done with you.
Oh, she's definitely going to come out ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that's sure.
Well, the only other thing, current events wise, I don't know if y'all saw it. I'm sure you did. There have been people putting gasoline in a fucking Walmart bag. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Walmart bag. Tupperware.
Stupid. Yeah, I saw one trying to put it in a laundry basket with holes in the basket. Where are you going? It's a liquid. The fuck is wrong with these people? How stupid has America become? When I seen that, I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. This can't be real. People, it's just got to be fake.
The people are on that.
No. Like, these are people, like working people. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just crazy as shit. Yeah. The colonial, I mean,
meth can make you slightly productive, but also then you take a little bit of too much right of a bowl there. After work, you start panicking, and then you're like, oh no, I need gas.
I bet that shit ate right through that plastic before they got it home. It probably got a hole in it, and it just ran out all in the back of their vehicle. Their car. Stupid. Well, the Colonial Pipeline got hacked. Okay, so there's a bunch of cyber security, you know, and all this. But these what were they called? Dark Side. Was that right? Dark Side. I think it was Dark Side, something like that.
Why wouldn't you just, like, my problem with that picture is, like, could you just not have a gas can?
Well, they probably were all sold out, I imagine, because everybody went out here like dipshit and bought all the gas. We wouldn't even been in a gas shortage. Okay, this is a supply chain problem. We would have been fine. But everybody ran out and bought hundreds of gallons of gas.
Oh.
And then it's all gone.
It was the same thing that people did with toilet paper.
Yeah. Stupid. Just be rational. See, this is why the markets, like when you get to looking at stocks and stuff, people are the irrational part. The company itself's not the irrational part. It's the people buying and selling the shares. Same thing here. Stupidity drives the market. Like, I mean, it literally does. It's like, man, y'all just ran gas up. See, this is the whole plan. They're going to run the price of gas all the way up because of this shortage, this artificial shortage right here. And that gas price ain't going to come back down. So thank you for keeping the price of gas higher. We appreciate it.
So just, so you think it's just, it's an artificial shortage. So just because
it is an artificial shortage.
I mean, shortage. Yeah.
It's a supply chain issue.
Do you know how much gas they fucking have?
That's true.
Listen to me. The gas didn't go anywhere. Okay. It just didn't go to the place it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
It wasn't stolen. They just stopped the supply chain from working and it didn't get delivered on time. It messed up the delivery schedule and stuff. And so at the end of the day, the gas is still there. No product was lost. And they paid $5 million to this group of hackers just to get them to give them their shit back. Their codes and stuff, sure that delivery was made.
Yeah, because it's all automated at that point.
Yeah, like, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, these systems are all automated. So, like at that point, they basically had, like, they could have had a refinery down. They could have had the raw crude oil sitting there on the trucks waiting to be turned into whatever gasoline or whatever type of oil product it needed to be. But the code system, these systems are literally 100% coded.
Yeah.
Like, they are and somebody hacked
point A
it.
To point B 100%
coded. Majority of systems are all percent coded now.
This is no human interaction. Well, I know, necessary
I
at
just,
all.
I'm yeah. just saying the majority of systems are becoming that way yeah. now. I mean,
and what happened?
I mean, they're only there for everything's failure by goes wrong. Now. Like they're yeah. only there for failure purposes. Yeah. They're yeah, just there. Yeah, that's yeah. it.
They have auditors that come yeah. in and audit the system, essentially cyber auditors. You yes. know what I mean? They just come in and audit the system
and physically inspect them. And that's it. That's the only jobs they really have.
Yeah. Well, with this whole thing, so they turn off the spout, so to say, to the gas lane, right? They redirect their right. lines, okay, with computers, okay, whatever. Cool. No big deal. 2 days. 2 days, they got the whole thing back online. I called it. I told everybody on Facebook and everywhere else. I was like, look, give it 2 days. This is a cyber thing. No big deal. We have the best cyber security people in the world right here in America. I assure you they will figure this out in 2 days or less. Sure enough, Wednesday morning, I think it was, boom, everything's fine. We're all back to normal. No big deal. No gas shortage.
Yep.
On Monday, Tuesday, everybody went out and bought all the damn gas. Well, guess what? Now the fucking price of gas is $3 and something a gallon because people are stupid.
And you know what was really annoying? My gas was at 11 miles to the gallon or 11 miles to empty. When all this shit hit the fan, and I was like, son of a fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have to
keep more gas than that, man.
It wasn't like I could predict a fucking cyber attack on a fucking Tuesday.
No, I mean, seriously, I was like you, there's nothing you can do in these situations.
I was like, whatever.
Nothing.
Yeah. Like, where's the price gone down to now? Is it come down yet?
No, it's not going to come down.
Well, it's not going to come down at
no,
all?
No, it's not going to come down. They'll keep it artificially high. I guarantee you it doesn't come down under 277, so it's gonna be 275 whole, like, right
it's
gonna in
be
there.
It's going to be the whole... They're paying for it now. They're going to pay for it forever now.
Yeah, kind of well that, so, I mean, yeah, they're already okay with it. We'll just let it be. It'll even out around $2.50 a gallon. Wonderful. That's where it's going to be. And it's going to stay that way for a while. That's what people don't get. They don't want gas to go down in price. We are going through the highest inflationary period that we've ever had. And they're going to keep pumping all the prices of everything around you up. But wages aren't following it. That's the problem. Like, wages need to be escalating, which they are a tiny bit, but not in the same proportion that everything around you is about to go up. That's, you know, that's why we're all poor. Inflation's a bitch.
Yep. Getting them sales.
Apparently, we can blame this guy, Darkseid, this hacking group.
Yeah. Darkseid, they helped artificially. Yeah.
I remember reading
inflation.
The article after it happened and everything. I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they didn't even steal the product. They still got $5 million.
Yeah. They just hacked it. Basically just locked them out.
Yeah.
That was all they did.
Yep.
And I was like, look, worst case scenario, you could just write a system from scratch. And I guarantee you that's probably what they ended up doing.
Well, they paid him and got it.
Oh,
off,
they just paid him.
Yeah, they
mean,
paid
it'd
him.
Take you so long just, to back into that. Him. I can only imagine.
I would have had a backup system. Like I
that's a
been,
lot of inventory. I bet they will now.
I would have been paying engineers ahead, like over the last 5 years, to be like, hey, like I want a completely independent system of this. That if this one goes down, I can say flip the switch.
I bet they'll have
and
one
that
now.
One gets turned on now. No like there's a way that you can set that up.
Yeah,
like, it's just. It cost you a fuck ton more money.
Well, yeah.
A fuck ton more.
You're basically building the infrastructure twice.
You're double redundancies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were paid in 75 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Paid in Bitcoin.
$5 million.
It's kind of funny that they had to go buy 75 Bitcoin off the market and give it to this group. Probably one of their employees was like, hey, man, I got like 100 of those. Do you need some? No, I doubt it.
But yeah, that's going to be an interesting development with seeing how it'll affect other groups.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
how they respond, because now they've given in.
They've given in
to the demand.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
It wasn't the FBI involved. I'm not sure. They haven't said anything about that. They said it's just the pipeline paid it, right?
Yeah.
So, but
I'm sure the FBI probably tracked that whole payment. I guarantee they probably
marked them.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, it'll be
in the next few months, the next year or two.
Well, I mean, we've been waiting on all the cyber attacks anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's been coming.
Well, it'll be interesting if they find like the people. Like, it'll be interesting to see.
They won't find them. They'll be in Eastern Europe or somewhere where there's no extradition, and they'll just be like, "Nah, we ain't gonna mess with them." It's $5 million. Nobody gives a shit.
No, I mean.
They don't care about $5 million, I assure you.
No,
I'm just interested how it'll affect the Biden administration with going against like the whole we don't We don't give in to terrorism.
We're in deep shit. I'm just going to be honest with you. Did y'all see Hamas bombing the shit out of Israel? Now, this happens most every year. But Hamas been bombing the shit out of Israel, and they had to use the Iron Dome again, the big missile system. It's anti-missile system. Blows them out of the sky, you know, before they hit. There's a picture right there. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. So they're shooting them from Gaza Strip. There's a picture off the Wall Street Journal article. As Hamas rockets rain on Israel, Iron Dome proves it can withstand the barrages.
Yeah, so all the Hamas, they're shooting them over from the Gaza Strip at Tel Aviv, and they're fucking putting them down with the big Iron Dome here. And see, this happens like most every year about the same time, you know, they get into it. But then Israel comes out, I think it was the day after, maybe 2 days after this, they come out and they tweeted, okay, use Twitter, all right? They tweeted that they were going to put troops on the border and of the Gaza Strip, and they were going to activate a bunch of people. And so they all put, they moved their troops on there. Like they made it look right, you know, tweeted about this stuff. Hamas gets down in their little caves, you know, thinking that like this whole military force about to roll in. They dropped bunker busters on top of them and killed like, I don't know how many of them. Dropped them right in there on Jesus. Them fucking caves and killed them all.
So they just faked it.
Yeah, with Twitter. Twitter now is in war, by the way.
Yeah. Yep.
War strategy. Just so think Trump would be like a freaking...
This is why, unfortunately, the argument where once a company gets to a level of global interactions, at that point, like, is it right for that company to be taken from the owner, original creators, owners, and founders, and then be used as a public domain at that point, once it gets to that big? Like, at that point, then we become a whole other question of, all right, so if I built a company that became so fucking massive that it then started influencing global politics.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, and everyone was like, yeah, you can't have this anymore. This isn't yours anymore. Like, at that
point, it's a lot of control.
What could I argue for that? Yeah, yeah. Like,
it's a lot.
If I want to say, like, no, bitch, that's mine,
it's a lot of control.
I don't know how well that would go.
Yeah, it's a lot of control for one person. And honestly, I mean, you know, this is what they're looking at with the antitrust laws right now.
But then,
you've got Mark Zuckerberg, you've got Google, you've got Amazon. Yeah. And that's why Jeff Bezos, I guarantee you, he left because they know what antitrust is about to do. They're going to try to break
like
them up.
Looks like Jeff Bezos is about to fucking run away from the entire world with that super yacht.
Yeah. No shit. Dude, did y'all see their new rockets and everything that they just launched? So Elon Musk got SpaceX, you know. Oh, he just sent up 60 more satellites the other day for Starlink. They got it up. I don't know if y'all saw those. Did y'all see them in the sky? There were seven of them, like, in a row at my house. Like, I could see every one of them just right in a row the first night they launched. Look it up. James Spann sent out a picture of it from one of the viewers. But they were beautiful, dude. Like, all the satellites lit up across the sky, and they were in a perfect array. Like, I mean, it was phenomenal. I was like, oh my goodness. Right there. Yeah. Bam. My brother called me. He was like, I think that Chinese spaceship that's falling back to Earth is going to hit us. I think it's in the sky. And I was like, Jeb, that's the Starlink satellite. You have Starlink. It's coming to your house. And he was like, oh, well, hey, that's pretty cool. I was like, yeah, that's them right there. That's going to be the one that's over your house. I was like, you goofy. Yeah, like, well, so that Chinese spaceship was falling back to Earth. So we can get Starlink. Yeah. Yeah, I'm you can get it out here. Yeah. Starlink, it's $100 a month. It's $500 up front for the box and the satellite. And it's totally worth it. Everybody I've talked to, there's three people I know right now that are in the beta. And my brother's getting it next month. It should be activated. And so you can just sign up and they'll send you a box and send you all the info in the mail, everything. It's really neat. I mean, it's only $100 a year, but I mean, after you get so many people on it, I can't imagine them being able to pull down a gig. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
No, they would have... He would have that built in the satellite system to have it.
Yeah.
He would know. He did the math.
They talked about that they could go up to two or three gigs.
That's
what
I'm saying. Yeah, these satellites are spec'd out to do much higher than the capacity that they're rated for. And then on top of that, they can just come out with new next gen ones that piggyback off the other ones and just add to the network and you can then upscale.
Interesting. Well, that's been a whole new development. You know, I mean,
the issue that we're going to be coming into then is space debris. How much?
You know, there's a company out there. I think I told you all that. There's a company out there now. It's called, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, they're basically the garbage men of the space.
Yeah, that's right. You remember you told us about that.
They go up there and they collect space junk. They've been trying to get their prototype to work that they can send out there and collect the shit.
They haven't been doing it, but they've been trying.
They collected one satellite so far, and I think it was because it fell out of the sky. But
It's an attempt so they on went, a business.
Working on it.
So they went and picked it up is what you're telling me.
Well, yeah, they were trying to get their prototype to like somehow engage with it in space, you know, and like grab it and like bring it back down.
Here's the problem. You're then looking at, you're talking about all these other space debris. Like you're talking about the debris. You're going to have to talk about getting matching each velocity of each one.
Yeah.
And then grabbing that and then slowing it down. Yeah, yep. That's
good. Yep. Slowing it down and bringing it back.
All right. Well, on that space trash, we're going to finish up trash. On that right there.
All right. Well, that's been a great episode. Current events. Yeah,
we're going to wrap up right there. Current events on this the world.
Our right. world today.
On our world today.
It's out.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Everything discussed in this podcast is related to current events around the world. We are only expressing our opinions on the events taking place and in no way are giving advice or counsel on any issue. We do not condone violence or breaking the law in any way. We do not feel obligated to tailor our free speech, and we strive to report the facts about the events discussed herein.